Hello?
Mr. Dentzer.
Yes, sir.
Well, you survive?
Yeah, you sure survived in good style, Mr. President.
Yeah, I saw you were on television a lot last night. I didn't see it, but I read the news from you this morning.
Right, sir.
Trying to interpret everything.
Well, Mr. President,
I must say the Southerners came through in great style. Well, the whole country did, actually.
Yes, sir. On the Senate races,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You ended up with a net plus of two in the South.
Yeah.
And in the House races, I think we're going to end up with a net gain of about five or six in the South.
Yeah.
We won some, and all of those were your victories, Mr. President. Your coattail. Holzhauser won the governor's race.
Did he win?
Yes, sir. You did that. Everyone we won in the South was were your.
What happened to Fletcher Thompson? I was so surprised.
Mr. President, he's no candidate.
All right.
And the second thing was he abused that franking privilege.
Yeah. Let me ask you something else.
Yes, sir.
I wonder, Harry, if really speaking quite candidly, if whether that House Campaign Committee shouldn't have run better candidates in the South. Now, they knew damn well, you know, particularly when they saw McGovern about to get it.
Yes.
That, good God, we could have, with the kind of sweeps we had, 65, 70, 75, you could have carried states all over the damn South.
Right. And, well, let me say, Mr. President, a part of this is I got after all those Southern chairmen 6 or 8 months ago. And they did. Now, in Mississippi, I think we picked up two out of the three seats we were running for.
Yeah.
And but all three of those were good candidates.
Right. Candidates make a difference.
Right, sir. But they didn't. They ran people except where there were staunch Democrats
see.
That couldn't be unseat. I couldn't fault them overly on that because.
So there it was all right. What about the rest of the country? It didn't seem to me that, frankly, Harry, the people that. I saw we were running in some of the northern and western states. God, they seemed like a bunch of sad sacks.
Yes, sir.
Old and for the most part. And
well, our problem in this election was a candidate problem. I mean, I said, too, even in the South, frankly, I mean, we won with Scott, but you did that. We won with Helms, but you did that.
Yeah.
And
no,
so
neither one of them are much of a candidate.
No, sir.
Tommy, this, when you think of the ones that we lost in the coattail thing and so forth, do you think, for example, if I had gone to Iowa, that it would have saved Miller? I don't think so. Miller was.
I don't think so, either, Mr. President. When an incumbent can't win with you,
Miller. Well, Miller too has been. He's so.
He's funny.
He's a negative fellow.
Yes, sir.
Gallup, maybe I don't know.
But
how bad did he lose?
By about 15 or 20,000. But
that might have saved him.
No one could figure that an incumbent could have lost with.
Oh. Well, isn't it a possibility that some of them didn't hang closely enough, or did they? I don't know.
Didn't use your situation enough, yes, sir.
Remember, I kept saying.
The egos got in the way, Mr. President.
Huh?
The egos got in the way.
As
incumbents, they didn't want to think that they had to hang on to your coattails.
That's right. Yeah, they were saying they were all going to do it.
Right, sir. Right, sir.
Margaret, that's simply age, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. She shouldn't have tried it again.
74. Boggs is just too bad, haven't we? I suppose if I'd gone over there, maybe. Well, we sent Agnew in there right at the last, and you know that's as much as we ever have done, in the Eisenhower years.
Right.
To Delaware.
But Mr. President, where you went though? Where you went, you won. Like you went to North Carolina.
Yeah.
You went to Oklahoma.
Except Kentucky,
and the Rhode Island situation.
How do you figure Kentucky? What the hell is the trouble?
Louis Nunn raised taxes when he was governor. That was the
problem. They just stuck with him.
And then, too, Louis comes across as a crude, strong politician, not a statesman.
Yeah, yeah.
I think.
Now, in Rhode Island, I just have a feeling there the problem was Chafee he was a dove too long. That's what I think.
Huh? I don't see how we ever stood a chance in Rhode Island, even for you to win there, frankly. I mean, I just never counted that as.
Well, as it turns out, apparently we finally won Minnesota, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
Is that the final count you got on?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I thought we would. I mean, I thought even Hubert's last minute and Alaska came through.
Right, sir.
Yeah.
Right, sir.
In fact, the only one they got then was Massachusetts.
The only one they got was Massachusetts. And Massachusetts deserved to be on the wrong side.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
California, they haven't got the final return, but it's what, 55, 56 in that ballpark?
Yes, sir. They're saying on television this morning that they think that you're going to end up with the biggest, bigger than Lyndon Johnson on the percentage, and that Alf Landon only picked up 8 electoral votes, whereby this guy got
17.
Yeah.
Well, on the percentage, I think it's going to be 62, don't you?
It's
what is it now?
I think, and I hope it is.
I don't know. What the hell did Johnson have? He had 61.
61.1.
61.1.
Yeah.
Of course, if we hadn't had that goddamn Schmitz in there,
that's right,
we'd be at 63, you know.
A million nuts in the country.
A million nuts. I mean, there was still no reason to vote for Schmitz.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Well, I'm glad we got little Hohauser. You know, he's not much to look at, but he's a good man.
He ran a perfect race, Mr. President, and he jumped on your coattails and never turned loose.
Yeah. But I just can't understand, Harry, isn't it really necessary to build a new party? I mean, just being quite candid.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The word Republican is anathema, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And no question.
Don't you think in the South? I think the South now, they're going to, a lot of these assholes, and I already told a couple of press guys yesterday that for off the record things, one of them's going to be in Thursday in the Star. I said, you guys are, you're interpreting this, they're all, so it's really not a very admirable performance on the part of the liberal press. I said, you are now blaming McGovern's tactics for losing this. I said, his tactics didn't lose it. His issues lost it. I said,
right.
He lost the election the day of the nomination. Sure, Eagleton hurt him some and the $1,000 thing, but I said, you want to remember, he stood for busing, he stood for amnesty, he stood for acid, he stood for bigger welfare, and all of you stood for that. And I said, now, because you see that going down the tube, he says, oh, it isn't that we were wrong, it was that he was wrong.
Right.
His tactics. Now, as a matter of fact, and I said, now you take the South. Everybody's, you're going to try to write this as if this was a question of race. I said, hell, it's not a question of race, South. I said, it's a question of patriotism.
Right.
It's a question of moral values. They just thought this fellow had the wrong kind of people. Don't you agree?
Exactly, Mr. President. Let me tell you what I think.
In the South, my God, and they say that we have no real enthusiasm in the South. Christ, if they'd been there in North Carolina, Oklahoma, Georgia.
70% is enthusiasm.
Yeah.
That's what the average
was. They say the vote was low. Of course, as a matter of fact, Harry, have you ever seen the vote be very high when there ain't money?
No, sir.
When it's a landslide?
No, sir.
Huh?
No, sir. Mr. President, the thing that did you the most good was what I've been calling the triple play. Peking, dropping those mines in Haiphong Harbor and Moscow.
Yeah, right.
I ran that everywhere in the country.
The triple play, right. The
triple play.
Right.
And that was the most brilliant. This whole, the way
that's
you
worked,
the Vietnam thing.
Incidentally, we think you should be glad to know we're going to have Vietnam done and on the right way within about a month.
That's great.
I deliberately didn't say it. I didn't want to play politics with it.
Right.
This son of a bitch. Didn't you think he was about the worst candidate, Harry?
Yes, sir. Yes,
what
sir.
He said, I think, we're not going to let them get away with that. Even last night, he started out nicely in his thing, but then proceeded to jut his jaw out and said he wasn't going to support, you know, this or that. Did you notice that?
Yes, sir.
What did you
yes,
think
sir.
Of that?
Well, he
as far as grace, I came on, I thought quite graceful to the son of a bitch.
Right, sir. And, Mr. President, he came across to the people that way.
Did he?
Yes, sir. Yeah, when he made that statement, he wasn't going to support you if you were elected and so forth. That hurt. But he came across with negative, negative, negative.
Yeah.
Now,
it's very important, it seems to me, for us to try to keep that southern base.
Yes, sir.
I mean, for me, too. But by doing it, we're going to have to do it by inviting our Democratic friends in, aren't we, Harry?
Yes, sir.
You can't do it by just going with those small, except in the border states.
Right.
North Carolina's beginning. But take Virginia. Virginia, Christ, it's a coalition of Democrats and Republicans, Virginia, isn't it?
Right. Mr. President.
But Georgia, for example, South Carolina, hell, you can't just run as a straight-out Republican. Huh?
No, sir. No.
You agree?
I agree. In fact, you see, we picked up a House seat in South Carolina. That farmer I brought you in here one day.
Yeah.
And you shook his hand. He was a superior candidate, and he grabbed on to you, and that's what did it, by the skin of his teeth. But we've got to get better candidates, and we've got to do something about the National Republican Party, Mr. President. We've got
the National Republican Party is a damn disaster here,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, sir. I can tell you. No
spent $11 million in the off year of 71, and what the hell have they got to show for it?
All right.
And all they do is whine because they say, I don't come into more states. And yet, you know, if I had gone to more states, that could have mobilized more of our Democratic friends, too.
Yes, sir. But you did it in the end by going to those several states. They can't gripe.
Well, I did six.
And Mr. President, also...
And the ones they wanted.
Right. Also,
I can't expect me. Nobody asked me to go to Maine.
Right.
Well, let's see. Allen asked me to go to Colorado, but God almighty, I couldn't believe, I knew we were carrying Colorado 65%. How in the hell could Allen lose?
Right.
Part of his problem was he just ain't much of a candidate anymore.
That's right.
What do you think? You know, Allen's always whining.
Any incumbent who couldn't win with you running like you did, there's something wrong with the incumbent.
I think you're right.
But the key to this thing, too, is getting our right candidates recruited, I mean, superior candidates
right.
recruited early.
Right.
But it
yes.
was...
Yeah, yeah. Harry, I wondered if you would send over for me, then, if at the present time... Do you have in front of you, are you at your office or home?
I'm at the office.
Yeah. Do you have in front of you the latest California return?
No, sir, but I'll get them.
Nothing.
Fast.
I'll tell you, I and if you could get me the latest in California, I'd like to have the latest return there.
Yes, sir.
And the latest popular vote and... what is the latest popular? The latest I've got is 5 o'clock in the morning here on the news summary. You have any later than that?
About 43 to 44 million. But it's 61, but they don't say 61 what percentage. It's between 61 and 62.
Yeah. But a total of 43. Johnson got what? 43, wasn't it? Of course, it was a hell of a lot lower registration than.
Yes.
What do you attribute the lower vote this year than 64 to?
I think some of those Democrats didn't come out. I'm trying to check in the South. I think some of the blacks didn't come out in the South. I think that this fellow didn't stir them up.
That could be.
And
also another possibility is that some of our people just thought, well, what the hell we're in.
Right.
Don't you think?
Right.
But nevertheless, nobody years from now is going to make one goddamn, except for the commentators, about the low vote. There wasn't apathy among our people. Did you think so?
No, sir. No, sir. I never ran into that as I went around the country.
That was Connolly's point. Connolly
right.
says there's
Mr. President,
no...
one other point about we got out there to surrogates. I know I did. And went in these congressional districts. And I read letters of endorsement from you for every one of these key races. So, I mean, we did something for these people.
Well, not only that, let me say, we gave a letter of endorsement to everyone. I had a picture taken with everyone.
Right.
To all the Senate candidates... We had television clips made for all of them. I did radio tapes for all the Senate candidates.
Right.
And I made telephone calls to them, now, by golly. Now, what in the hell more
that,
can you do?
That information should really be given out. We just have to make sure that's out.
Well, you know, you do your
yes.
your best to get that out. Will you?
Right, sir.
Get a hold of Haldeman. I told him to pass that around. Maybe they didn't do it. Would you do that?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Right, sir.
Fine.